Two fascinating and historic boats sit by the river's edge. They each represent, in their own very different way, the special relationship that the people of Britain have with the sea.
The Cutty Sark is a sleek sailing clipper. Built in 1869, it was one of the last in the China tea trade. Britain's wealth depended upon the sea. As an island nation and as a colonial power, her trading vessels fueled her economy. Before the age of steam, the Cutty Sark was one of the fastest, most efficient ships afloat. But while the clipper ship was museum bound, Britain's love of sailing lives on. Sitting next to the clipper is the tiny Gypsy Moth 4. In this boat, Sir Francis Chichester single-handedly sailed around the world in 1968. All the world loved his true life adventure. But to his fellow Brits, this man of the sea was more than an adventurer. Chichester, in his little boat, in that huge ocean, seemed to epitomize the strength of their island on this globe.
Okay, that's our London Sunday. We can top it off with a leisurely cruise up the river and even learn something about Romanesque architecture from the boat. That's the Tower of London. Its White Tower was the first Romanesque building in England. Begun by the Norman conquerors, the style is referred to as Norman. To keep things simple, we'll think of Norman architecture as a form of Romanesque.
Begun in the 11th century, it exhibits the classic design of the Romanesque period. Round arches, small windows, and thick walls. These are 15 feet thick. Medieval builders had adopted these characteristics from the Romans, hence the name Romanesque. Their buildings reflected the need for stability and security in a chaotic and warring world. The Tower of London is actually 19 towers. The first, the White Tower, was built by William the Conqueror, 10 years after he earned his nickname. It was added on to over the years until it grew into the largest fortress in medieval Europe. Never attacked, it became instead a royal residence and prison.